Welcome to the Work Life Show, where we learn how to enjoy work and have fun doing it. In today's episode, we're going to talk about multitasking. And is multitasking the best way to get your work done? We always have a lot of things to do at work, multiple things coming at you at the same time. And I have a story. This story sounds a lot like my mom. When I was young, my mom put some pork chops on the stove for dinner, then decided to do some other things at the same time. She rushed to switch out the laundry, planning to get right back to the cooking. So she went and switched out the laundry, turned on the dryer, and with the sound of the shoes in the dryer going thump, 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 she headed back to the kitchen. On the way back to the front of the house, she saw the screen door was open. As she went to close the screen door, she looked at the rose bushes outside and realized they were all dried up and need some water badly. So she went outside, turned on the water hose, and laid it at the base of the rose bushes. Then she headed back to the cooking and left the screen door open again. On the way to the kitchen, my brother stopped her, because my oldest brother was tossing darts at his feet, so she had to deal with him for a moment. Then I asked her, "Mom, is Dad burning weeds outside or something?" Then she remembered, oh no, the pork chops. When we got back to the kitchen, it was apparent that we would be having very well-done jerky chops for dinner on that warm summer night. The next day, in the peaceful quiet of the morning, she heard the sound of water running, and outside, the water was everywhere. After shutting off the water, she went inside to take the clothes out of the dryer and found out that the sound of the shoes bouncing around in the dryer was not shoes at all. It was the cat. Because she was in such a hurry, she quickly tossed the clothes into the dryer, but the partially open dryer door allowed the cat to crawl into the dryer for a nice nap, but she tossed and shut the door so fast, the cat got trapped in the dryer, and it was a horrible loss for our family, and a hard lesson as well. And for the quote of the day, take a break, give yourself a break, celebrate the successes and positive things you've done. Forgive yourself for the past and don't hold on to what you cannot change. You may not realize it, but you could easily punish yourself for the things you did in the past. You may still have consequences to what you did, but you don't have to suffer in self-punishment or self-condemnation and beating yourself up. This can lead to doing the same mistakes again from feeling defeated and feeling like a failure. So keep it simple and reward yourself and recognize the things you've done. And take a break so you can recharge. So today's episode is, can you really multitask? On health.com, there's 12 things that suggest that it doesn't work as well as you would think. The first one is you're not really multitasking. What you call multitasking is really task switching, says Guy Winch, PhD, author of Emotional First Aid. When it comes to attention and productivity, our brains have a finite amount. He says it's like a pie chart, and whatever you're working on is going to take up the majority of the pie. There's not a lot of leftover for other things, with the exception of automatic behaviors like walking or chewing gum. Moving back and forth between several tasks actually wastes productivity. He says because your attention is expended on the act of switching gears, plus you never get fully in the zone for either activity. Number two, you're not really multitasking. Contrary to popular belief, multitasking doesn't save time. In fact, it will probably take you longer to finish two projects when you're jumping back and forth than it would to finish each one separately. The same is true even for behaviors as seemingly automatic as driving. In a 2008 University of Utah study, drivers took longer to reach their destination when they chatted on cell phones. What tends to save the most time is to do things in batches, says Winch. Pay your bills all at once, then send your emails all at once. Each task requires a specific mindset, and once you get in a groove, you should stay there and finish. Number three, you're making mistakes. Experts estimate that switching between tasks can cause a 40% loss in productivity. It can also cause you to introduce errors into whatever you're working on, especially if one or more of your activities involves a lot of critical thinking. A 2010 French study found that the human brain can handle two complicated tasks without too much trouble because it has two lobes that can divide responsibility equally between the two. Add a third task, however, and it can overwhelm the frontal cortex and increase the number of mistakes you make. Number four, it's stressing you out. When University of California, Irvine researchers measured the heart rates of employees with and without constant access to office email, they found that those who received a steady stream of messages stayed in a perpetual high alert, mode with higher heart rates. Those without constant email access did less multitasking and were less stressed because of it. And it's not only the physical act of multitasking that causes stress, it's the consequences as well, says Winch. If you do poorly on an exam because you studied while watching a baseball game on TV, that can certainly trigger a lot of stress, even self-esteem issues and depression. Number five, you're missing out on life. Forget seeing the forest for the trees or the glass half full. People who are busy doing things at once don't even see obvious things right in front of them. According to a 2009 study from Western Washington University, specifically, 75 of college students who walked across the campus square while talking on their cell phones did not notice a clown riding a unicycle nearby. The researchers call this inattentional blindness, saying that even though the cell phone talkers were technically looking at their surroundings, none of it was actually registering in their brains. Number six, your memory may suffer. It makes sense that if you try to do two things at once, read a book and watch television, for example, you're going to miss important details of one or both. But even interrupting one task to suddenly focus on another can be enough to disrupt short-term memory, according to a 2011 study when University of California, San Francisco researchers asked participants to study one scene but then abruptly switch to a different image. People ages 60 to 80 had a harder time than those in their 20s and 30s. Disengaging from the second picture and remembering details about the first, as the brain ages, researchers say it is a harder time getting back on track even after a brief detour. Number seven, it's hurting your relationships. This is an area where I think multitasking has a much bigger effect than most people realize, says Winch. A couple having a serious talk, and the wife says, "Oh, let me just check this message." Then the husband gets mad, and then he decides to check his messages, and communication just shuts down. One recent study from the University of Essex even shows that just having a cell phone nearby during personal conversation, even if neither of you are using it, can cause friction and trust issues. Do your relationship a favor and pay your partner some exclusive attention for 10 minutes, says Winch. It can make a big difference. Number eight, it can make you overeat. Being distracted during mealtime can prevent your brain from fully processing what you're eating. According to a 2013 review of 24 previous studies, because of that, you won't feel as full and you may be tempted to keep eating and to eat again a short time later. Experts recommend that even people who eat alone should refrain from turning on the television while eating and to truly pay attention to their food. Eating lunch at your computer, slow down and take a break from the screen to focus on each bite. Number nine, you're not actually good at it. Yes, you may think you're a master multitasker, but according to a 2013 University of Utah study, that probably means you're actually among the worst. The research focused specifically on cell phone use behind the wheel, and it found that people who scored highest on multitasking tests do not frequently engage in simultaneous driving and cell phone use, probably because they can better focus on one thing at a time. Those who do talk and drive regularly, however, scored worse on the tests, even though most describe themselves as having above average multitasking skills. Number 10, it's dampening your creativity. Multitasking requires a lot of what's known as working memory, or temporary brain storage in layman's terms. And when working memory is all used up, it can take away from our ability to think creatively, according to research from the University of Illinois at Chicago. Too much focus can actually harm performance on creative problem-solving tasks. The authors wrote in their 2010 study, with so much already going on in their heads, they suggest multitaskers often find it harder to daydream and generate spontaneous aha moments. You can't, Ohio. Number 11. No, not the state. Psychiatrists and productivity experts often recommend OHIO, only handle it once. This is a rule of thumb for many people with ADHD, but it can also be practiced by anyone who wants to be more organized, says Winch. It basically means if you take something on, don't stop until you've finished it. The problem with multitasking, though, is that it makes only handling it once a near impossibility. Instead, you're handling it 5 or 6 times, says Winch. If you're going to stick to this principle, you need to be disciplined and plan out your day so that when a distraction arises or a brilliant idea occurs to you, you know that there will be time for it later. Number 12, it can be dangerous. Texting or talking on a cell phone, even with a hands-free device, is as dangerous as driving drunk. Yet that doesn't stop many adults from doing it, even while they have their children in the car. It's not just driving that puts you at risk for the consequences of multitasking. Research also shows that people who use mobile devices while walking are less likely to look before stepping into a crosswalk. And in one study, 1 in 5 teenagers who went to the emergency room after being hit by a car admitted they were using a smartphone at the time of the accident. Well, when I was a parts manager at the last job I had, I often, when I left there, I wondered what it was that, why things spiraled so far out of control for me. And this episode about multitasking and the information that I found really explained a lot of things for me. They have put into place, it was very recent that I came there, a lot of new implementation. And having a parts manager at a body shop is not common, and it was fairly a new position. So I was handling 5 different things at once at many times, always handling 3, and I never was effective, it felt like, and I didn't finish all the tasks and all the expectations I had. And you know, it's real common, you'll see sometimes companies will make a list of your responsibilities, and many times it's quite a bit. But this is really helpful to do one thing at a time. And it's interesting because even at that facility where I was working, they had been implementing a lot of 5S, which is a system that allows people to work in that manner, doing one thing at a time, less walking around, less looking for tools, very organized. Yet they kind of dropped the ball in the parts area and didn't fully develop it, in my opinion. But this has been really helpful for me to see why it's important to do things one at a time and no more than 2. And so I found this very helpful for me as well. And it's going to take a little practice. We're very distracted because we in America tend to do many different things at once and we think we're real effective. But the facts and the data prove that to be as an untrue way of working. And one of the numbers that stood out to me was that you lose 40% of efficiency. And that is just staggering. When you think about that, how much is being lost in productivity, efficiency, quality of work, and how devastating that can be to any operation. And it's just common sense would say, we need to fix this. Yet you don't see a lot of that going on. You know, you see continually doing the same thing over and over. And some people appear to be better at it than others. I think when you actually do get pretty good at something, there can be improvement because you're not pulling from the rules of the game when you're switching as much. And many things become a little more natural. So it starts to, in some cases, work. But what I noticed is that the IQ going down when you continue to do that, and me being, I'm going to be 50 years old, I really feel and see the difference of doing this kind of working all these years. So I got some work to do, and I am planning on implementing new ways of doing work so that I can be more effective. Well, thanks again for joining me on the Work Life Show. And I hope this has been helpful. It's been helpful to me. And I got some challenges to pay attention to, taking things a little more organized, maybe one at a time. Best of luck to you. I know it's a tough task, not always easy to do. So have a great day.